Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the beautiful Garden State of New Jersey. And welcome to Brian Sant, the producer of this very wonderful show.
And talking with some people today, we are changing the name of the Garden State.
Who what?
We are changing the name of the Garden State to the Convenient State.
A convenient state.
Because someone was saying, you know, it's convenient because you got the city right there. You're an hour away from the city. You're an hour away from the shore. You're an hour away
from the mountains.
You're an hour away from Vermont to ski.
Yeah. Well, that's what I always loved about it. I mean, yeah, you could be up in the Poconos in an hour if you wanted to see the mountains. You could be down at the shore in an hour. You could be over in the city in 45 minutes to an hour.
Yep.
But it's still the Garden State.
What garden?
Well, no, when you look around, I mean, they really, you know. Hey, every spring, I can attest, with the allergies I get, I'm in all the friggin' pollen, I'm like, yeah, it's definitely the Garden State. What a stupid place to live when I can't, you know, I have all these allergies, but.
Wah.
But I still love my Joyzy. Hey, guess what? It is February 1st.
Does that mean?
The first of the month. That means people need to vote for our show on PodcastAlley.com.
Oh, I thought you meant something else.
No. It's February 1st, people, okay? Please go to PodcastAlley.com. Actually, the link is right on the homepage of the NJGHS.net site. Click on the Podcast Alley logo. It'll take you right to where you can just hit vote. They'll email you. You know, after you put your email address in, and then you just confirm on that, and the vote gets registered. It's the start of the month. We sucked raw eggs in January, I'll have you know. Our ranking, we slipped even out of the top 100. I haven't even had the strength to look lately to see how bad our ranking is. So, people, I'm begging you, you know, vote. Just go to PodcastAlley.com. It's the first of the month. You know, just vote. Am I asking too much?
I think people were just lazy after the holidays.
I know. All that strength to just, you know, open up a screen, a browser, and click. Woo! I know. I'm really pushing the envelope.
Yes,
here.
You are.
Unbelievable. Just vote for the show, okay?
If you vote, you will have our eternal gratitude.
And you know what? They even give you a spot to put in comments. So as obnoxious as I'm being right now, here's your chance. Go in and register a vote and just say, you know what? Listen, you're friggin' obnoxious. I can take it. I don't care. All I want is the vote.
If you want, you can even...
I've been called worse by ex-husbands, so it's like, I have a very thick skin, people, so just log on and vote.
Well, hell, you could even just go up and take a few extra minutes and sign up on their site, and you can just go and vote without having to put in an email address.
Yes, that is very true. Brian makes a perfect point here, because I've done that. It recognizes as soon as I have my email address, it knows, oh, vote is registered. So that way you can be proactive, you can be efficient, you can be multitasking, whatever the PC term of the du jour is, just vote, right?
So what are you trying to say?
I want them to vote.
Oh, okay. I wasn't quite sure. I saw you kind of dancing around the subject a little bit.
I know. I tend to do that. You make me nervous, Brian. All right. Well, anyway, so yes, go to PodcastAlley.com. Like I said, the link is right on the homepage of NJGHS.net. Just click on the little graphic and bammo, you're right there. You cast the vote and oh problem. And I get to be a much happier person.
Well, a couple more days for that.
No, that's ecstatic person. That is blissed out of one's mind level of happiness. Right now, I'll settle for happy because you voted.
I really can't even say you're happy because you had some good coffee.
Oh, I know. What is up with this, man? I have always said Dunkin' Donuts is the official coffee of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. And I was on my way to the show. Brian already called me. Damn near got me into an accident because it's a very wet and slippery out. And well, you know what? It's really that it's not that bad out. It's just my car's a POS. So anyway, so I told him, I'm going to stop at Dunkin' Donuts. Do you want me to get you some milk chocolate? What is that stuff you like?
Hot chocolate.
Just say hot chocolate. He doesn't drink coffee. And he said no, so I went and I got the coffee, and I can't believe it. I have always said about Dunkin' Donuts, they are completely reliable. You could pull into one in Oshkosh B'gosh, and damn if it wouldn't be a medium, light, and sweet. Oh, wrong! Because apparently out here in, where are we? What town is this? Somewhere in Easton,
Pennsylvania.
I screwed it up. First of all, it's bitter where it's bordering on the level of Star Sucks. Second of all, the cream has taken on an identity of its own, floating to the top. And sugar? None. Of course, I have drunk a half a cup of this crap solely so that I could pep myself up. Because when I got here, I was a little bit in the Eeyore complex, right? A little melancholy, a little sullen. Bit. Yeah.
And already so now, our second bitch fest.
So the caffeine has done the trick, as much as the coffee sucks. Something. Majorly sucks, but anyway.
Well, very glad I don't get anything from there.
Too many comebacks. I cannot choose.
So, what's your next little bitch?
Well, how about we move on to you and something less...
Oh, really? That's a swap.
Because I understand you have some upcoming wonderful news. In fact, did you see? I followed your directive in that email. I updated the NJGHS site, and I even put a voting little poll thing in Dubai.
No, I haven't looked yet.
Well, it's there. So people can vote hell yes or hell no for I will or I will not go.
Oh, I would have put F yeah or F no.
Yeah, it is Jersey. What the hell? But yeah, so I put the little polling device on the homepage so we can start to get a feel, as it were. Tell him, Brian.
Tell him what?
Tell him about the big deal.
Oh, the big deal. Oh,
yeah.
See, I finally have a big deal. Yeah, I got the big deal.
Ooh, there you go.
Well, I've been promising to get information on New Orleans, and by God, I finally freaking got it.
He gets his attaboy. Give that boy a Milky Way, as my dad would say.
Based upon pricing and stuff, it looks like right now we're going to leave Friday, May 30th out of Newark, New Jersey. Lovely Newark, New Jersey.
Hey, yeah.
And come back on Monday, June 2nd. Yes, a four-day weekend. So, yes, you will have to take time off work, people.
But that's Memorial Day weekend.
Is it?
It should be, right?
Oh.
Well, I know Memorial Day technically is May 30th because my older son is born on that day.
I don't know. Freaking Easter's in March.
Oh, is it March this year?
It's in March.
It's not too close to St. Paddy's Day, is it?
It's like the week after or so.
That means that god-awful, smelly Sunday, what do they call that, Palm Sunday, where they burn all the incense, is going to be on St. Patrick's Day weekend? Ew.
I don't know exactly, but all I know is someone's like, yep, Easter's in March this year. So my schedule's already screwed up with that.
Well, in any event, I know Memorial Day is always the last Monday in May, and legally, technically it is May 30th, but they always rotate it to make it a three-day weekend. So it always works out to be the last Monday in May.
Well,
so people may already have a three-day weekend.
Well, no, then it wouldn't be. Actually, Memorial Day would be the weekend before that.
Well, look on your little calendar.
Well, no, because
calendar,
Friday, May 30th.
Yeah.
There's 31 days.
Oh, Friday.
So
it's that Monday of that week. Okay.
Correct.
But then that's good. At least you're not having to deal with holiday traffic.
Exactly.
Everybody will be done.
Well, otherwise, if that was Memorial Day, we were going to switch it.
Yeah.
Let's see.
So you got flights?
Yeah. Flying with Continental. Right now, if we were to book it quickly, the price is going to be around $260, $275, depending on if we book it as a group or an individual, honestly.
Round trip?
Round trip.
Not bad. That's direct, right? No stops? It's
a non-stop. I believe, yes, it is. Yeah, it is direct.
Cool.
Okay. It is direct. Pretty sure. We'll figure it out.
You got to watch. I mean, sometimes the price is so cheap, it's, you know, they're...
Well, I think going down there is definitely direct. I have to find out about the one coming back. Talking with the travel agent, she honestly said it's probably easier to book individually than booking as a group, because as a group, we're going to have to book straight to the airline, sign a contract guaranteeing a certain number of tickets, and so on and so forth.
And you know what? Let's space it out. Let's think in terms of, like, if a flight goes down. Do I really want to lose a headcount on my organization that quickly? So people spread it out, you know?
Well, what I mean individually, meaning probably take the same flights, but book your own ticket through, you know, through a travel agency.
Yeah, or you just go on to Continental.com, which is your best bet, and you really save money.
I mean, if anyone wants the information as travel agent, I don't know if we'll be able to get the same prices that she can get. off of Continental.
No, you get the same or better, because if you go to Continental.com, they have that pricing guarantee, especially when you're booking it yourself. And if you're a OnePass member, you get extra bonus miles because you book and you print your boarding pass and blah, 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 everything through their site, and which I know. I've done it. You know. And you know what else you do? There's a website called itasoftware.com. Best thing, it was, I told you about this, how the MIT geeks put this together so it doesn't discriminate. It totally sorts out all the flights. It'll give you in red letters any warnings, whether it's a long layover, whether there's a lot of stops, this, that, and the other. And that way you can see the pricing. So what I always did when I was booking stuff for my boss, I would go to itasoftware.com.
Book the longest flight.
No, I would sort out, you know, what he wanted and get the best ones, and usually it was Continental.
Right.
Then I would go to the Continental site, because then I could plug in the flight numbers and automatically pull it up and save the bucks, you know.
However you want to book it. Right now that's about the pricing. The longer you wait to book, the more the price could go up or down.
Yeah.
But they said, you know, the way the fuel's going, fuel goes up, so will your price.
Yeah.
There are no guarantees.
And usually the better discounts are the further out you book.
Correct. Yeah. If you plan on waiting, the latest I would book it, if you plan to go, is 30 days prior to leaving.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
At least, yeah.
Hotels. We got two hotels. Both are Holiday Inn. One is the Holiday Inn French Quarter.
Nice. We're
looking at about $112 a night, and that's a single rate. So if you get someone to room with you, split it in half.
Is that a single meaning?
That's a single
two
rate.
Double beds in the room?
If you want. Or you could get us one bed for yourself.
Be careful on
nope.
that, because usually...
No.
She did verify
these are single or double occupancies.
Okay, good. Okay.
I made sure, because when she called me about these rates, and I was like, oh, give me the single rate too. She goes, that's single or double.
Okay,
great. And I even have an email on that. So,
yeah, because that's important. That way, it's good if people are buddies and they want to split it.
Exactly. Me personally, hell, that cheap, I'm gonna get my own damn room. The other one is the Holiday Inn Chateau Lemoine.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, sounds really fancy.
Chateau Lemoine.
And that's about $126-$127 a night. Same thing. It's a single rate, so you bring a buddy.
And these are walking distance to the French Quarter or driving distance?
Well, the Holiday Inn French Quarter is in the French Quarter. From what you're telling me, it's at the edge of the French Quarter. But
as I remember, it's been a few years, so maybe
I don't know. There is two websites.
Well, they have the websites, and I did put these on our homepage.
Right.
So people
can scope out. www.hi-frenchquarter.com and www.hi-chateau.com. You can get all the information and everything on those sites. For those prices, though, we need a minimum of 10 rooms, and that's like a contract we're going to have to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, they're usually when you book what's called a block,
yep.
And when you book the block, they usually give you up until 30 days to arrival, and then the rooms are released.
But
you shouldn't have it.
I'm waiting on information on how much of a deposit, if any, we have to put down.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want these prices, they're going to have to cough up a little bit of money ahead of time.
Right.
I'm still waiting for information on that, so we will see what happens.
If they're all going to book on their own.
Yeah, but if they book on their own, they will not get these prices.
Oh, okay. For the hotel. Right. That's a discounted rate because it's a block that we're guaranteeing the hotel. Okay. But the airfare they could do on their own.
Yes. And if anyone wants, like I said, I can give you the name of my travel agent that I'm working through. And she can book it all and send you your tickets or whatever.
All right. So you can always email Brian at njghs.net for further
information. Not that many people email me.
Now they will. Excuse me. Well, that sounds exciting. So you're looking at the week after Memorial Day weekend. Wow. That's when my manuscript is due that weekend. So I can't.
Oh, I was about to say that's when your man is due.
No. Yeah, the manuscript is due May 31st, June 1st. So I'll be, you know me. I'll probably be like up 24 hours straight cranking to get it finalized and sent out.
And I'll call you from the bar.
Yeah, but that said, when it's done and I ship that puppy off, let me tell you, there's not going to be a bottle of Captain Morgan big enough.
a couple people have already asked me, oh, well, what are we going to do down there? Well, of course, yeah, we're not going to be able to do ghost hunter investigations.
Why?
Because there's a lot of places you got to fork out money. Myrtle's Plantation is one of them.
Yeah.
Basically, they want $1 million insurance rider for us to provide. Yeah. Plus, we basically have to book almost every room in there. Plus, give them money on top of that.
But that's because you want to just go in on... You could just go and book a room and stay overnight and just do your ghost hunting. I mean, you can't get into the private part of the house.
Right, but even you know, if you want to investigate, you have to pay extra for that.
How the hell are they going to know if you don't say anything and you're just staying overnight?
Well, they have people on property that watch.
Yeah, but still.
I mean, if you want to go out in the grounds and stuff, you have to provide an insurance rider.
Get out. Oh, so they've really clamped down on it. So how would they, I guess they would know if you're out taking pictures at night, you're not just touring.
Yep. So, I mean, if enough people are interested and want to do a day trip down there, maybe we can, something we can talk about, because we have to rent a van and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Honestly, I say to hell with it. To hell with the Myrtle's Plantation.
And yeah, if they've gotten that picky, wow.
I know. I do have an email out to somebody who I asked for information if they know anyone particular down there.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting for an answer back. See if maybe we can go do a building investigation. Otherwise, there's plenty of tours we can go on.
And take the ghost tours, because they're really good. There's the one that meets
ghost
at Marie Laveau's store. That's a good
tour. Actually, there's a couple tours that go out of there.
Yeah.
There's a vampire tour.
Vampire, a voodoo, and a ghost tour.
So those, you know what? There's one of those nights, honestly, I want to go out and hit a couple bars. You know, I've never been to New Orleans before, so... I want to go and experience.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if it's O'Brien's is a good one. And, I mean, obviously, yeah, everybody has to do breakfast at Brennan's. That's the big deal. And that's for ghost hunters. Taps. They did their one nighttime investigation at Brennan's.
Okay.
But Brennan's is famous for its breakfast at Brennan's. And, actually, it's right next, if it's still there. I don't know how the Hurricane Katrina affected it, but there was this beautiful antique store. Antiques by Peter Moss. Pete Moss. Get it? Lovely. And Brennan's is next to that. And then, just trying to think. God, it's been a couple years. There was O'Brien's. Oh, and then there's this, the tea store, which is really cool. They have all these, like, hand-painted, funky little tables. They have teas from all over the world. You can go in and just, and it's all the tea, like, leaves and containers and jars. And you can go in and you can pick out whatever kind of blend of tea you want, have a cup of tea and something to eat, and it's a real funky store with new agey stuff and things like that, and they do psychic readings, and then you can book have tea leaf reading if you want, you can have your palm read, they have all these little private booths in the back, and there's neat things. I mean, it's but, you know, oh, and you have to go to Café du Monde, which is another famous, it's like breakfast at Brennan's, then you go and get your café and your beignet at Café du Monde, and... what else is New Orleans famous for? Well, Jackson Square, that's where I got those good orb shots. I was on a ghost tour that night and took those pictures while they were telling us about the big fire and how these kids and women were in this one building and they burned to death, and that's where I got the orb shots. And it's just beautiful. I mean, it can get pricey. Like, Antoine's. Now, Antoine's for dinner, everything is a la carte, but, I mean, the food is amazing. The wines at Antoine's, the wine cellar. Now, luckily, you know, my mother still, like, she knew people. Like, she got to tour the whole thing when she was younger. But now Antoine's, they don't really let you go all the way down. You can kind of peek through a little hole to see where the whole wine cellar is. But the restaurant has got just all these rooms and stuff. And, my God, you know, when you're done eating, they'll be like, well, if you want to walk around, and you can just walk around and see all the history from the different Mardi Gras parades, pictures of, I forget what they call, like, the king and queen of the Mardi Gras.
Right,
and, you know, they have all that stuff hanging up and... You know, so it's, that's a neat place to go to. And then there was this other place, I forget the name of it, but it was a really nice restaurant where you walked in the front was a restaurant, but when you went in back, it was, because they have a lot of that whole French feel in the French Quarter of, like, where the buildings have the little gardens in the back, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about. This restaurant was done that same way, as if, like, when we stayed in the hotel, you could go downstairs and out into the little courtyard, basically, where the pool and another outside bar was. Well, this restaurant's courtyard was set up outside, so you could sit out and have this nice lunch, but it was a riot because they had all these tiny little I guess they're like sparrows or some little birds, and they were just totally chirping at 1,000 miles an hour in the trees that were out in this courtyard. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, you know, I was kind of bored, and I just like picked up a French fry, and I'm holding it. And sure enough, the bird came and landed right on the table, and I just like put it there, and he took it. And then he flew off, and I'm like, hey, this is fun. So now I'm really, and all these little kids are catching on. So everybody, the little kids are starting to all mimic me, and they're holding up their French fries, and the parents are like, would you eat the food? I paid good money for that. So it was really, New Orleans, and I just to walk around. I mean, you got to be careful at night. You know, there's some parts.
Well, luckily.
Bourbon Street's kind of trashy, but then you get to see some of the places, the beautiful paint jobs, and, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, especially if we do tours and stuff like that, we'll be together as a group, so.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, it's nice to see the gas lamps. And then if you get time to take one of those paddle boat tours, if you have an afternoon thing, it's nice. You get like lunch, a buffet lunch, and you get to sit outside and see the little paddle wheel, and you go up and down the little river or whatever the hell that is there, and you gotta do, it's one of those things you gotta do. And usually, and I got a lot of these coupons and stuff ahead of time off like the neworleans.com website or whatever, or visitor bureau.
Right.
So it was like, I show up and I'm like, I got a 2-for-1 for the paddle cruise, you know, the paddle boat or whatever. And, you know, then I went in, I'm like, well, I get 2-for-1 for the hurricanes, which you can't go to New Orleans and not have a hurricane drink, you know.
Oh, wow. You and alcohol, really?
No, but let me tell you, Dano, those hurricanes are strong, you know, and I was like, I had been warned, you know, and I figured, okay, so I was kind of nursing and I was being careful. Holy moly. Halfway through, I remember looking at them and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I think I'm going to finish this. And I'm like, is it like, you know, like when you're in a plane and alcohol is doubled by volume at that altitude, is that what happens when you're on the water? Does like the water make you like, you know?
But yeah, I don't plan any of the whole group staying together the whole day. I figure, you know.
Yeah.
Do breakfast and lunch on your own, and then, you know,
towards the evening. Careful, because you have to stress that, because I've had this happen where people think I'm like, you know, the den mother or something. I show up in Gettysburg and people are like up my butt like hemorrhoids, and I'm like, no, dudes, you know, I just organized the event.
I'm telling people right now, I am not your den father. You're going to go eat breakfast wherever you want, go eat lunch wherever you want, go wherever you want during the day, and then we'll all get together sometime in the evening, either do some tours together. And if you don't want to get together, fine, go do your own stuff in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
you'll have the option at least.
Exactly.
You know, at least coordinate it once during the trip, which would be nice. And it would be nice to get a group shot with all of you wearing your NJGHS Ghost Hunter t-shirts, like in front of a famous haunted site.
And if things work out well and I can find a place for us to maybe investigate, then, you know, we'll do an investigation too while we're down there.
Well, plus you have the City of the Dead there, all those above-ground cemeteries.
Yep, all the mausoleums. And
they're beautiful. Yeah. I mean, the statuary work on that, you can go find Marie Laveau's. That's why take the tour, because I will tell you, I regretted that, not having taken one of the cemetery tours. Because by the time I was running out of time, so by the time I got to the above ground things, I'm running all over, and I was just so taken with how beautiful, you know, the statuary stuff is. And then I was kicking myself because now I'm out of time, and I wanted to find Marie Laveau's grave, but I didn't take the tour, and I had to get back in the van. We were heading up to Myrtle's at that point. So take that cemetery tour. You'll see a lot and figure out where everything is. And I don't know if they allow people in there at night. And it's not in a great area, you know.
Well, like I said, we'll just do it as a tour.
But then you can also go down to, like, there's the French Quarter, but then there's, I forget what they call it. I relay it, I always, like, Covent Garden sticks in my mind, which is an area of London, which is really, like, the new agey kind of, like, hip and, I don't know, the village area, if you will.
Right.
And that's, there's that other part of New Orleans. You have the French Quarter, and then there's like this garden district or whatever they call it. Usually you can get on a trolley, and that's where Emeril's restaurant is and everything. So you could have lunch there.
Well, stay tuned, people, because we could probably keep talking about this for the next
hour. I know. It's so exciting, but I'm really happy. So people, go to the website, njghs.net, and vote hell yes or hell no if you'd like to go, so we can get a feel for this.
And honestly, when we finally get, if we get enough people to go, I'm probably going to have people sign something saying, yes, I'm agreeing to go, and I'm going to put a deposit down, and it's going to be a non-refundable deposit.
Yeah. Yep, because the Bank of Bryan and the Bank of Laura are not taking a hit.
They're open to me and me load.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited. I wish I could go if it had, you know, if it were after, you know, the deadline for the book, I would have definitely done it. But I'm sure I'll be like, you know, catatonic by that point. So, in addition to this whole New Orleans thing,
you mean there's more?
But wait, there's more. We have the Paranormal Intensive coming.
We do.
Yes, the Paranormal Intensive 2008. I know a lot of you. In fact, I'm still getting postcards and snail mail, believe it or not, from people wanting to know about Ghost World in Salem this year. Newsflash, people. There's no Ghost World anymore, okay? Capiche? Gone. But... Since a lot of you did whine and on my shoulders at a certain meeting in a Central Jersey division, begged me to do a New Jersey ghost conference. I said, you know what? I can't. It's just too much work. So what I did is I came up with the Paranormal Intensive 2008. Now, Brian knows all about this. It's on our website. If you go to njghs.net/paraintensive.html, you can go there. Or even if you go to the njghs.net, you'll see it in the navigation bar up top, Paranormal Intensive or Paraintensive. Click on that. You'll see all the details. And bear in mind, there's a lot more details and stuff to come. Like, we're going to fill out. You'll see the workshop that I'm doing has all the details. And all of those things will come forward eventually for all the other people that have been secured to present. And we have a few other really top-level authors and stuff that I'm just this close, but the Mercury retrograde's putting a few hitches in me getting a confirmation from them. But anyway, check out that page and, you know, hold the date, September 20th, 2008. You can start registering for the workshops, even though the key takeaways aren't listed, but you can get a feel for it. And we're also doing Dinner and Spirit Circle with Jane Doherty at Charlie Brown's, the haunted Charlie Brown's in Hackettstown that night. Now, that's $60 per person. It includes the dinner, tax, tip, and the Spirit Circle. So it's from 7 to 10 p.m. So you get an hour and a half of buffet dinner and an hour and a half of Spirit Circle in a haunted location. All the workshops, you'll see, they're only $25 each. Nice. So this way, I said, you know what? When we do a conference and people are like, wow, I got to cough up $100, $150. And
I only want to listen to one person.
Yeah, and I only want to see this one. Now's your chance. You just say, that's the person I want to go see. Or I want to take a couple of these classes and then I want to go to the work and I want to go to the Spirit Circle that night. You just register $25 ahead for whatever workshop you want. How easy is that?
Let me guess. I'm working.
You're not presenting, but you are doing the tech work. The NJGHS has promised its presenters that we would provide the screen, the wireless mic, and sound system, but they are responsible.
Yeah, I don't see anything about a tech in that.
They are responsible for their computers and their presentations and their handouts. If they want NJGHS tech support, that the offer is there. And at that
point, what do I charge?
We're not charging because we're a nonprofit.
But I'm not a nonprofit. You might be.
Yeah, believe me. I am like, you look up nonprofit in the dictionary, there's my picture.
With a bad cup of coffee.
Yeah, seriously, man. But, so September 20th, we'll have these workshops running throughout the day. So you can pick and choose which one you want for $25. We take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can register online if you want. Now,
cash.
You know, let me tell you. No, you have to pre-register because I need to guarantee.
Right, but if someone walks up to you and says, oh, here's my money.
Prior. But I mean, not on the day of, because I have to keep a strict headcount because I'm responsible for paying these presenters based on the headcount. Now, here's the deal. For the workshops, we can take up to 100 people per workshop. So I'm not worried about space and constraints, but I will warn you people. The Spirit Circle, we can only book a maximum of 25 people. Okay, so that's going to go very quickly, you know, because that has that 25 people is not much, you know. So I'm just warning you that if that's something you're interested in, book that first. The workshops, like I said, we got room, but, you know. What?
I was looking to see if alcohol was included.
Oh, no. No, because, you know, that would break protocol. You don't want to be doing
it. I broke it last time.
Yeah, well, you didn't investigate.
Sure I did. I investigated the glasses.
So anyway, you know, keep checking that page because we'll put up more of the workshop descriptions. You can, Obviously, the different presenters will have tables and stuff and, you know, selling their books. If you want to get a book or get it autographed, that's always an option, too. Although, don't think you're just going to show up, run in, have Jane Doherty sign her book and run out, because it doesn't work that way. You have to be a paid attendee for one of the workshops, and then you'll be allowed in to shop the tables and so forth. So.
Oh, man. Setting up all those chairs again.
I know. But I did get the auditorium booked, and they were very kind to me. So.
Well, I'm sure my energy level will be up if there's some, you know, little items in a plate.
Oh. Yeah, how were they, by the way, the brownies?
They were very good.
Because I didn't get any complaints this time, so I was kind of wondering. I'm like, well, no news is good news, you know.
Well, unfortunately, what was it, about five or six days after, had one and I didn't seal it tight.
Oh, yeah.
And they went stale.
Yep. But when they were fresh, they were good.
Oh, they were very good.
Because I'll tell you, I cheated one night. I took one and I warmed it up in the microwave and I put creme brulee ice cream on top of it with hot fudge and whipped cream. And I ate the whole thing. And you know the kick? I put the bowl in the sink. I rinse it out. I open the refrigerator, you know, to get some water or something. And I see that I had one of those Smucker's wet walnuts topping for a sundae. And I'm kicking myself going, damn, girl, you had wet walnuts. This after I put hot fudge, whipped cream, and everything else. And I'm, like, kicking my butt because I didn't put the wet walnuts, too. I'm like, God. I'm like, glutton, capital G.
And once in a while.
But once in a while, yeah. I mean, I don't do that every night, believe me. You know, so. But anyway, keep your eyes there and go register for the Paranormal Intensive 2008. It's September 20th. It's taking place in Hackettstown, the community center, in the auditorium. So that's at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. And you know what? We're going to take a break and then come back and do the meeting announcements because it's just, I need a break.
Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostanddemon.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostanddemon.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
Okay, thanks. It's time to go over the meeting announcements. Now, the meetings are always listed on the homepage of njghs.net, so if you miss any of this because I talk too fast, you can just go to the website, look it up. Do not email me and ask me this stuff. Okay. Next meeting up at bat is the Central Jersey Division meeting. That's on February 6th, headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish at the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Next, we have the Northwest Division on February 19th in the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown, headed up by team leader Dina Chirico. We have the Northeast Division on February 28th at 162 West Main Street, Pagoda, in the Recreation Building, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. Now, all meetings start promptly at 7 and end at 8:30 p.m. and are free and open to the public to attend. Now, speaking of meetings, here are the upcoming topics slated for the Northwest Division meetings in Hackettstown. February 19th, Psychic Protection 101. March 18th, we have a special guest speaker, David Roundtree. April 15th, How Mirrors Factor in the Paranormal. May 20th, Psychic Ability and the Paranormal. And June 17th, Poltergeist Activity. manifestation of the living more so than the dead. All these descriptions each month will come up on the homepage, so I'm not going to read every single one of them right now and bore you to tears, but you can check it out on the homepage to see, wow, what's the topic of the month at the Northwest Division meeting. And thanks to Dina Chirico for really listening to the people who come to the meeting and taking the time to put together some key topics for each of her meetings. Now, we're going to go into Parashare. A parashare is the part of the show where if you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell, you send it in an email to the deadline, all one word, the deadline at njghs.net. For each parashare you submit, you get a credit. One credit gets you membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, or you can save up and get 10 credits and cash them in for a natal chart that I do for you. So you send me your birth, date, time, place. I crank out your natal chart, send you all the notes. You're good to go. Now, we do have a parashare. This comes from a gentleman named Al. My name is Al, and I have been waiting for some time about writing about the experiences that have happened to me. I know now that what I have been seeing can't be explained. I also thought for a while about being embarrassed. Well, that was yesterday. Today I know better. My recent experience has been at my girlfriend's house. Her father died in the house a while back. In the basement was his workshop, which is now turned into two extra rooms. Well, about 2 months ago, I was about 20 feet from the door, which was cracked open about a foot wide. Thinking my girlfriend's daughter was in the room next to the door, it slammed shut. Thinking it was her, I sat down to watch TV. About 20 minutes later, I opened the door to talk to her, and lo and behold, she wasn't there.
Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
There is one small window in the room, and there is no way for a heavy wind or breeze to shut it the way it did. After that, I have had more things happen. Like at night, I would shut the door, finding it open in the morning. I know I'm not crazy or anything like that. Thank God. Thanks for having a site so when we have strange things that happen, we can tell someone about it. Sincerely, Al from Somerset. Well, thanks, Al. Okay, let's go back to our regular X-Files programming here, and we will talk about the ghost tugged the towel. This is by David. I have told a few people about this, but no one seems to take it seriously. I was in the bathroom this morning putting my hair up. I have long hair. While I was in there, I dropped the towel on the floor. The towel was about 5 or 6 inches from the door. Note that I do have a dog, but there is a gate to keep him out of the back part of the house. There was one other person at my house, and she was asleep. I stood there for a minute, then realized that the towel was moving. It was as if someone was pulling it under the door slowly. My first thought was that the dog got back there somehow and was trying to get it out from under the door. While the towel was being pulled under, I opened the door to find nothing there. If it was the dog, there was no way he could have got down the hallway and over the gate that fast. If it was the other person at my house, I would have heard the running away and the door shutting. Now, I might mention that I watch a lot of paranormal videos and read a lot of stuff. Things like hauntings, possessions, and such. I have done Ouija boards, but not here. Last night, I was looking all sorts of things up. And about it. As far as I'm concerned, the towel was being moved by something paranormal. Now, you know what, David? Did you ever see the movie Joe's Apartment? Funky towel. Watch that little scene and you'll see how the cockroaches can move a towel and they do the whole dancing and singing. So, you know, you might want to get the bug man to come in. No, but seriously, I think that's pretty cool. I mean, you know.
Never know.
Yeah, never know. But, so that's our parashare. So people, take the time to send your stuff in. It really does count. It adds up. You can get a free natal chart out of it, so it's worth it. We're going to take a quick break. Attention, paranormal investigators in New Jersey and beyond. Be warned, this is not a parafest and not a social conference. This is Intense. The Paranormal Intensive 2008 is coming to Hackettstown, New Jersey on Saturday, September 20th. This all-day event will offer workshop after workshop to hone your skills and broaden your investigative knowledge of the paranormal. Pick and choose the workshops you want at only $25 each. You can register online at www.njghs.net/paraintensive.html using PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa. That night, enjoy a buffet dinner and spirit circle with Jane Doherty, psychic medium at the haunted Charlie Brown Steakhouse in Hackettstown. This event is $60 per person and includes the dinner, tax, tip, and spirit circle in the private dining room on the second floor of this former hotel, where the young, distraught girl drowned in the bathtub and haunts this place to the day. Seating for this event is severely limited, so register online ASAP. The Paranormal Intensive 2008, September 20th, Hackettstown, New Jersey. Be there.
So, what do you do when you catch a ghost?
Burn that bridge when I come to it, I suppose.
Meet Irving Rehnquist.
So, do you still go for any young thing in a little skirt that'll take you?
You're not the sharpest tool in the shed, are you?
An out-of-work, out-of-shape paranormal investigator.
You've been giving me nothing, Irving. Your focus is shifting off this project.
That girl, Dottie, she has a ghost.
We have something!
Can I come tonight?
Do you want to come on an investigation?
Oh, yeah. This is no time to
lose your head. All right, remember the strategy.
Try not to talk at all if I can help it.
So we split up.
Is that okay?
No, that is not okay. That means I'm gonna eat something that's gonna turn into a giant worm.
Mommy.
Or maybe I'm gonna look into a mirror and I'm gonna see something there on my face and it's gonna make me pick at it until I'm pulling my skin off.
You don't believe that crap, do you?
Hey, you're a ghost hunter, okay? You chase after ghosts and UFOs.
Irving Rehnquist Ghost Hunter. Series premieres October 31st, only at irvingrehnquist.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's time for Haunted Trivia. Now, last week's Haunted Trivia, you were asked, what is the correct way to remove a dead body from the home? The answer, feet first, to prevent the ghost of the dead person from returning. Also, rearranging the furniture in the dead person's room immediately after death was said to prevent the ghost from haunting it because it would not recognize the room upon return and then leave. Pretty cool, huh?
Not bad.
I still like the whole office chair down the streets of Manhattan thing.
You would.
But feet first, that's the deal.
Yep, they were using a rolling piece of equipment.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty ingenious. So this week's Haunted Trivia has a skill level of challenging. About 20 miles down the Missouri River from the state capital of Jefferson City is the sighted apparition of an old steamboat. This craft pushes upstream at about 4 feet above water level. It has been witnessed by one documented individual, while other sightings have been secondhand or hearsay. What is the name of this old-timer who claims to have witnessed the phantom steamboat of the Missouri River? Be the first person to email the correct name of this individual to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win the New Jersey Ghost Hunters t-shirt. Okay? It's a t-shirt. There really is not much more I can say about it. It's black with our logo on it, which they screwed up. So I got to get that redone. But
once the t-shirts run out.
Yeah, they're almost run out anyway. So a lot of exciting stuff going on between New Orleans, the Paranormal Intensive. So that's pretty cool. Stay tuned to the njghs.net website. You'll always can see the meeting announcements, all the other information as it gets added there. And if you join our Yahoo groups, the link's on the homepage, you get all this neat information blasted right into your email box, right?
Unless it gets thrown into your spam.
Yeah. Make sure you set it so that we come into the regular inbox there. And don't forget to vote for the show on podcastalley.com. And anything else, Brian?
No, I think we've said pretty much enough.
Yeah. Pretty good. All right, so thanks again to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Dina Chirico, and Laura Lindemann. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.